You should call him back.
What's up, guys? All right, today's episode. So I'm talking to you as much as I'm talking to myself. So I need a little bit of, how should I say this? A little bit of motivation and encouragement from me. So what do I mean? All right, I often compete. I'm pretty competitive. I didn't think I was, but now that I think about it, I am. I'm pretty competitive. There's this individual, my homeboy. Not sure if we're still homeboys, but we went to school together when I transferred to Georgia State back in 2011. He is now a doctor. And I remember one conversation that, you know, he felt like I could, you know, I could have become a doctor and kept going and all that type of stuff. I just had to get over my fear of death and looking at dead bodies and what other fear I told him, just being anxious and nervous. I'm, you know, worried, that type of person. I'm that type of person, overthinking all that good stuff. You know, he felt like, you know, if I would have got over that, I would have been a good doctor, you know, and I would have got over that. It would have just took time to do it. I was like, okay. And, you know, to this day, I compete with myself thinking like, man, you know, I could have been there. I could have been, you know, at a point of residency, at some point of success, if I would have just kept going. And then a part of me is like, nah, buddy, you know, it's not what I wanted to do. Yes, I would have been successful as far as career, as far as money, but you know. And to this day, I still compete with myself. I still think and compare myself. I'm saying compete. Compare myself to him and anybody else that, you know, I transferred into Georgia State with and, you know, it's recent. Even the people I went into nursing school. So if you guys don't know, new audience, I was in nursing school. I got into nursing school. I don't even realize how big of an accomplishment that is. A two-year college, RN program, associates. And, you know, I got in and I was there for about a semester and then I got out. And during that process, you do a clinical, and the person who ran the clinical at the hospital I was at was like, that laid backness, you know, I'm not sure if that's good for nursing. And she asked an important question: do you want this? And I told myself yes. And the reasons I went into nursing was purely for experience in the hospital and money. To, you know, I've been motivated to help my family and stuff like that instead of making $8 an hour. You know, and she's like, if you are sure, then, you know, you gotta stop being so laid back. And the reason this conversation came about is it's a practical of I had to do a head-to-toe assessment. And I changed it and I made it more convenient for the patient instead of doing it the way that they taught us. And she couldn't follow along because it wasn't in the order that she taught us. You know, so that's okay, that's cool. So where am I? I'm parked so now I can just talk to you guys. So I knew from nursing school that, you know, I didn't want to be in a hospital. I didn't want to help people medically. I convinced myself that, okay, you want to become a doctor. That's always what you want to do. It's not nursing. I knew right then and there that this field, I wasn't vibing with it. It wasn't for me. I didn't feel inspired. I didn't feel motivated. I didn't feel anything while I was in the hospital doing clinicals. And this is more experience than any, you know, any pre-med student getting their bachelor's degree pretty much had. I was in the field, unless they're already a nurse, of course. But they had. It was in there. I was working with patients, all that good stuff. No, none. No motivation. I was just cool as a cucumber when I came to class. I wasn't excited. I wasn't anything. I was just like, let's just do this. That was, you know, sign number one. After nursing school, transferred to four-year college and, you know, started these prerequisite classes to get my bachelor's degree finished up. I met my homeboy, A student all the way around. You know, 3.9, maybe 4.0 GPA, A student, everything. And I owe a lot to him because he helped me realize that definitely this is not my field. This is not what I want to do. You know, we had this one conversation where the passion and the motivation, everything he spoke to me. He put everything out on the table, his feelings, everything out on the table about why he wanted to succeed in this field and become a doctor. And I don't know if he remembers this. I don't know if he's listening to this. He should know who he is. We were in the library. We were having this conversation. And I was just sitting there like agreeing with him. I felt nothing whatsoever. I just felt like this dude has a lot of motivation here. Like, he's really going at it. I wasn't there. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was nowhere close to feeling the way that he felt. I can pretend, but I felt no way. So, two, another sign. Didn't listen. Oh, I skipped one. When I was going to transfer to that four-year college, the reason I decided to go there was because of the kinesiology exercise program and the classes I saw there. I was so excited. And just the straight physiology classes is what I was just excited about. And I was hoping that they had a concentration in physiology program there. And at the time, I didn't see it. I'm not going to lie to you. At the time, I didn't see it until my senior year, and then my advisor told me, don't put that on there. There's no point. You know, just go ahead and graduate. Because I think I needed like one random class. She's like, just go ahead and graduate. Anybody looking at your transcripts can see that you have a concentration in physiology. You know, transferring there for that. And then from 2011 to 2013, I graduated. The kinesiology program, the sports arena had this muscle lab and this biomechanics lab that you can see off the street. And every time I walk by there, besides I think one or two times, every single day, every single time I walk by there, I looked. You know that lingering look like, man, I should have talked to her? Best move I can think of is meet Joe Black when they first meet in the cafe. And they're looking back at each other until an incident happened. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it. You should go see it. It's a very good movie. And that's me. That wasn't me. Okay? That's number four right there. Okay? Those instincts. Those whispers. I didn't listen to myself because I didn't want to start all over. I was like, I've been in school. I should have graduated in 2010. I am now transferring over to a four-year college to get my degree. I want to rush to be with everybody else. I should have graduated 2010 with everybody else. Or 2011. Now I'm transferring over. I should have done this because everybody I look on Facebook, this person already graduated 2010. Not in my major, though. I should have. That's what I'm telling myself. Okay. The reason I owe my homeboy a lot is because he taught me, he helped me improve my academic mind, you know, and put pieces together to where at this point I easily get A's and B's because I know how to critically think. That's what he helped me do. He taught me how to critically think, and I will forever be in his debt for that. I'm on a whole nother level, and I feel like I can accomplish anything going for my PhD because of that basic understanding that he helped me with. But till this day, I'm competing myself. He is a doctor. Well, I'm pretty sure he graduated on the top of his class in med school. He has a full ride in neurology. And I'm like, where am I doing? What am I doing myself? And that is something that you should not do. 8 minutes in, I'm getting to the point. Sorry. You should not compete with anybody else. You should only be competing with yourself. Your main priority should be you and what you are doing at this time. And put all your focus in on you. It's okay, your peers are here, and there. And some may be over here, some may be over there. I don't even think about the people who ain't doing nothing with their lives. I don't even think about that. I don't even know them. I'm concerned about him. And it's good to be competitive. Don't get me wrong. It's good to be competitive. But to a point where it's like, dang. It brings you down? No. You always want to look up. And I always have to constantly tell myself that. Because that same whisper comes in. And that negativity brings itself in. And I'm just like, dang, you know, to this point, we don't talk. You know, and I feel like, part of me feels like, maybe he's disappointed in me. Maybe he's this, is that. But honestly, I have no passion for the medical field. There's nothing I can do about it. Even as an exercise physiologist where I can go into the hospital, prescribe exercises four patients. I said, I don't know. I want the experience, but I ain't trying to work 40 hours in no hospital. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I can't compete with that. I can't sit there and be okay, you know, just thinking maybe I should have did that because he's doing, I would be someplace financially better. And that's the only way I look at it. Financially better, maybe. He's a resident. He's probably paying, he's probably making $33,000. My last job, I was making $40,000. You know, who knows? As a resident, you'll make money, but still, I'd be close. I'd be close. And I'm like, you know, you got to think about it. What you wanted to do and what he wants to do is completely different. Even if I did the right of medical school, I would be in my resident, and the program and the school I wanted to go to was 7 years. I would still be doing that residency, making $33,000. But guess what? I'd be a prospect doctor. I'd be an MD. I would have graduated. No. I can sit here and tell you right now, I would not be happy. I would be thinking about some foolishness and not that. Because lo and behold, I was going to go for my MD, but my fellowship was going to be an exercise science. I was still going to specialize in that. I was still going to be in the field. I've always known what I wanted to do. I just kept looking at this and what everybody wanted, what everybody think. My mom is a nurse. Doctor. Maybe you should do something in the medical field. There's always a job in medicine. No! I'm grinding right now. I'm trying to figure out how to pay this and how to pay that. How to make money this. Lyft, I ain't gonna lie. Lyft, you gotta grind with Lyft. You gotta get a heck up, make that money. Spend a little money, make that money. You gonna make that with Lyft. I ain't gonna lie. You gonna learn something. But it's okay. Because I know, and you know, you're gonna go through this period. You're going to be comparing yourself. You're going to feel a certain type of way. But it's all going to pay off because you're going to be doing exactly what you want to do. Exactly what you want to do. It's okay that your peers are there. It's okay. It's cool. Okay? For them. But you got to stay focused. I got to stay focused. I got to grind it out so I can be successful. So I can go ahead and get where I want to go. You know what I'm saying? One good thing about Lyft, I ain't got no manager who ain't listening, breathing down my neck about some foolishness. You know what I'm saying? I need that little break because 4 years, boy, everybody different. Everybody can sit there and deal with it, but I couldn't. I had to let it go. And I did my peers wrong, my employees wrong, and I apologize for that. I wish I could tell them that, you know? But sheesh. All I gotta say is, you got to do what's best for you. So if you by yourself, no, you know what? I got a family. And we worked it out where I can go ahead and get out of there because the stress was crazy. Go after your goals. Don't compete with somebody. If you are in a job and you're competing with one of your coworkers, but they're happy, but you're not, you're miserable. All you're doing is changing, how should I say this, transferring stress from one to another. So you're stress free because you ain't got to worry about finance. But guess what? You're stressing about your job. And that's something I had to realize before I decided to take the leap and really find a job and get the heck out of there. When I really was ready to get out of there, my last job, and go to another one, I found the job in like a month. I did what I needed to do. Ain't gonna lie to you. You transfer. I was worried about finance and keeping this to that. No, man. If you there's something you want to do, go do it. Work out your finances and all that good stuff and be prepared as much as you can. You can only be prepared so much, and that's something I learned. Sometimes you just got to jump and just swim and figure it out. Right now, I'm figuring it out. I'm swimming, I'm figuring it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm better than most. Some people ain't got no job, no car, can't do nothing. I give people Lyft all the time, and they're like, you know, I ain't got no job, I ain't got nothing, you know what I'm saying? I can't sit here and be competing with this person and that person and reaching for this type of success. I got to focus in on my thoughts. Listen to that whisper that says you're going after what you want. Give it some time. You almost there. Once you get there, you still got to grind. So remember that. Once you get there, you still got to grind. You still gotta figure some things out. And that is okay. Stop worrying about that person, and focus on you. Like, I gotta focus on me. All right. Then that's all I gotta say. I'm not gonna tell you when next time I'm gonna drop something. Whenever I'm feeling it, I'm gonna drop it. Z's out.